And we'll go to our next, please.
Jenny Burnett. Is the solution to the lack of affordable housing to evict others from their homes?
This, your question relates to David Cameron's suggestion, which has been criticised by the Deputy Leader of the Liberal Democrats, Simon Hughes, that people should not, once they have a council house, have a right to it to life or be able to pass it on to their offspring, but it should relate to their alleged housing need. Sarah Churchwell.
Well, when you put it that way, to answer your question, of course not. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But I think that, again, we find ourselves with, therefore, at an impasse. How do we solve the housing problem? Do we solve it, if we go back to the question of environmentalism and you know, green solutions, do we solve it by building more homes and you know, losing more landscape? Do we, you know, build more concrete jungles? What, you know, there are all kinds of, you know, questions here. Do we build more flats and take people out of houses and try to have, you know, do we kick them out of the country altogether? What do we do? Spaces, you know, Mark Twain famously said, my advice is buy land because they're not making any more, right? I mean, there is a finite amount, and people keep growing. I mean, some people will go very radically and say that what we need to do is actually have population control, that's the answer. So it seems to me that there, again, these questions, if there were simple answers, we would have solved this problem a long time ago. There is not going to be a simple and easy and obvious solution, unfortunately. My own view, again, as an American...
you don't have to apologize for the land of your fathers.
I'm not apologizing, or my mother's. I'm simply positioning where this thinking comes from. And I am an American, so that I'm certainly not apologizing. I'm simply saying that this tends to be where some of my attitudes and values come from. I've always struggled with the idea that people get housing for life. It's not something that I quite understand. And I was raised in a value system that says that housing is certainly something that one wants and needs, but that also one works for, and that one is not necessarily entitled to being provided for by other people. I have come round to seeing, however, that people don't start at a level playing field, and that's something that value system doesn't take into account sufficiently. So there needs to be something that acknowledges that not everybody starts from the same position. I'm not sure that housing for life is a flexible enough solution to that. So I would like to see something that is more flexible, but eviction is, I think, not the answer. No.
Yasmin Elabai Brown.
Well, the housing stock went down dramatically in the last many years. I mean, we go back to Margaret Thatcher's day, but actually, to be honest, Labour did nothing at all, it seems to me, to meet the promises they made before they came in 97 to make sure there was some decent, affordable housing. Because many of the people who are in these houses aren't jobless. They're just not earning enough to be able to step into where we all want to be, which is basically to have our own homes. So I think Cameron and sometimes his team at the moment is speaking like just William Boys who've kind of inherited great playthings before thinking about his implications of what, because this was a comment he made at a public meeting. I think some of this needs to be thought through better. And I do think that there are some people, I think there are generations who've lived in the same council house. And we do need to kind of change that. I don't think it's right for children to think there is no other future except to live in this public housing. But having been to America several times in my life and written about their public housing, their, what are they called?
There's different names for them.
Project housing.
Projects, yeah.
Which are sometimes extraordinary names like Desire.
Yeah, the last thing I would do is defend American public housing.
Worse than any area I have ever seen in this country. I wouldn't want to go that way. I really don't think we should go the American way on this.
Dominic Lawson.
If you have anything that is to a degree subsidised, a queue forms, and then you allocate according to need. That is how the NHS works. And therefore the question is this an appropriate allocation according to need? I mean, one saw a letter in the Times today from someone who's on the council estate and says a number of his neighbours use them as pied-à-terres. They have other homes. Now, that's not allocation according to need. However, politically, it is incredibly difficult to say to people, sorry, but you've got to go. In fact, what the Conservatives seem to be proposing, insofar as I understand it, was that it would, this idea of not having a life tenancy, which indeed is hereditary, something rather feudal, it goes on to your children, that this would not apply to anyone currently in council housing. In other words, it would only apply to new tenants. And I think that that's an important distinction worth making. And the other point I'd make simply is that you have to look at it together with the private sector. And clearly, if you're talking, as Yasmin rightly is, about additions to the housing stock, you need more private housing. The problem is that when that happens, prices go down, and that's politically very unpopular.
Tom Holland.
Well, yes, I agree. I think that need, proportional need, is absolutely the issue here. Now, I suspected that this question would come up, and so, not wanting to pontificate from the depths of my middle-class ignorance, I asked my wife, who is a trainee midwife in Peckham, what her view was, and I assumed, because you don't get more right on than a trainee midwife in Peckham, that she would be really against Cameron's proposal. But rather to my surprise, she was in favour of it, because she and her colleagues, when they go and visit women, will often find them living in council accommodation, tiny little boxes. They will have 3, 4, 5 children. And she pointed out to me our neighbour, who has an uncle, late 70s, living in a house with 4 rooms. He has emphysema, he has a bad hip, he wants to move to a bungalow with fewer rooms. And the mechanism for making that exchange is simply not in place. And it really does seem important to me that children have space. They can't play, they can't do their homework, they can't do anything. And if there is some way of ensuring that the elderly can move to accommodation that is better suited to their needs, and families can move into accommodation with more rooms, then that does seem worth exploring. But I agree that for David Cameron, this is very, very sensitive area. As you could tell from the mighty squeak of rage from Simon Hughes, that this is not part of the coalition agreement. And of course, this absolutely focuses attention on the colossal disconnect between someone who has a lovely house in Notting Hill telling people who live in... So... I think in the Humphrey sense, it was a brave thing to say.
Yeah. He did say that he expected, I quote, a big argument over the proposals.
He say he got a squeak.
Big argument is the word that he used. Jenny Burnett, you posed this question. What's your thought about it? No, hold on. Jenny, our questioner...
Well,
sorry, I'm afraid it's very difficult to hear that there's someone at the back saying, is it all, what was the... Is it okay to move an old gentleman out of his house? Back to you, Tom. Okay, we've got that point.
I'm talking about someone who wants to move. He wants to move and he can't.
And now let me go to Jenny Burnett.
Well, the first obvious candidate that could be evicted from their current residency is David Cameron, isn't it? The fact is, everybody...
If you vote him out of the next election, he will be.
Well, however it may be. The fact is, everybody needs a house for life, don't they? Everyone needs somewhere to live. And whereas we currently have a dearth of housing, there could be a glut of housing, and there is no reason. It's not as if we don't know how to build houses, is it? It's not as if we don't have people who are willing to build houses, and it's not true to say that we don't have the space to build houses. So we have to ask who or what is preventing us from building houses.
Do you think if there is subsidised housing in one form or another, let us take council housing to pick up Dominic Lawson's point, do you think that generations of families should be entitled, if they wish to inherit, as it were, that house?
If it is their family home, I don't see why that is a problem. And the idea that we're supposed to live in a pluralistic society, and, I mean, the idea that if you're not signed up to the free market, that you're somehow infantile and dependent is objectionable, really.
But you're measuring that person's claim against another person's claim. Mm. You can't
only
take...
There are 5 million environment.
There are 5 million people, I mean, comprising families, waiting for council houses. So if you're
Build
making...
more houses.
If you're, yes, I've agreed with that, but I'm saying that there is still, in a subsidised system, there is still a question of allocation of needs, and you cannot simply say we're going to take this family's argument and we're going to listen to no other family's argument.
Jenny, can I ask you, it's an impertinent question, do you live in rented accommodation? Do you live in council housing? Do you have your own house? Do you come with a sort of perspective on it, aside from your thoughts?
I live somewhere, like everybody else. And, or I try, you know.
You have absolutely no... You don't have to answer my question. You can answer it politically, as you did, very well. We'll leave it there with a reminder of the Any Answers number. Again, it's 03 700 100 444. And the email address is...